You like TV? I like TV.
I do like TV.
I watch TV, and today we're gonna destroy TV.
Okay.
That's right, kids. Destroy All Movies has a another little fun podcast. Destroy All TV.
Coming at Destroy All Television. Damn Junior podcast.
Could be classic TV. Could be new TV. You never know. You never know what we're gonna throw at you.
Mostly classic TV, especially bad classic TV, which is almost all of classic television.
Yeah, real. Yeah. For real.
Destroy All Television. Damn show.
Yes, kids, Destroy All Television. Get it at damshow.co, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts. Not recording any of this.
No.
Right? My board is recording. Zoom is recording. Let's get rocking.
Hey, welcome to Destroy All Movies.
What's up, people?
I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
Carl.
Oh, no, Kenny didn't.
No,
Kenny. Sorry. Okay. Sorry, buddy. We'll see you next week.
He's on right coast time.
Yeah, right?
You know, we never do is say where the music comes from.
Do we have
not
to?
Not a while.
Well, most people credit the music in their show.
Okay, it's me.
Yes, that's done. Richie's old band, Levelhead.
Yeah. So if you like it,
Richie wrote that song and sang that song and played the instruments on all the instruments are him,
except for the drums.
He's a regular Prince.
Anyway, beginning of the song or beginning of the podcast is me. Tonight's beverage of choice is Jameson Black.
Ooh. Also, I got a surprise about the web.
We have a website.
Yes, we do. It's called damshow.co. That's where you go.
Oh, okay. That's still going?
Yeah. Did you ever want to, you're thinking around and you're going, oh, that Destroy All Movies logo looks great. I wish I had it on a shirt.
Hey, that's right. We have shirts. Yes,
you got merch?
I opened up the damn store again.
There you go.
You can get t-shirts. You can get hats.
I have t-shirts. You
get a doggy shirt.
What's that stupid shit I have? Apron. I have a Destroy All Movies.
You can get golf balls.
But I got I got the old logo. I got the damn logo.
Right.
I'm sure you wear it on stage too.
My shirts I have. I've worn my shirts on stage.
Oh, okay. You're doing your part.
Yeah.
And
I wear my Destroy All Movies apron when I'm making pizza.
And we have phone cases too.
A whole. Now you're talking.
So.
And what's that? What's that? What's our
damshow.co
website again? There you go. Damshow.co. Let's take just 2 minutes to actually give you a compliment. My brother Jim handles all this nonsense for you people. His blood, sweat, and tears goes into this, and all he wants is the credit. So
credit given.
Yeah. So, my hat is off to you, Jim. You do a great job with your show.
Destroy All Movies hat available at damshow.co.
at damshow.co. I mean, yes, I'm the talent and I carry this for years and years, but you are the guy behind the guy. That's who you are.
Right.
Here's to Jim. Cheers.
Cheers.
There you go. I was going to say, Carl, your microphone is lower. You just hit your earpiece. You got to clip it. Yeah, but
there's nothing to hit.
Oh. It'll also mute him.
Okay.
I'll try it.
Anyway.
There you go. Carl is tapping the glass against his microphone.
There you go.
Good
for you, Jim.
Right.
So proud of you.
So damn merchandise. You can dress like us.
because we wear that stuff all the time.
All the time, every day. Please. Yeah. So I listen, speaking of podcasts, I listened to that other podcast you told me about, the two rocker girls in a pizza place. What's it called?
She Will Rock You.
She Will Rock You. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, it's pretty good, I got to say. So.
All right. Well, what are we doing on this show?
This show we're doing the new masterpiece of Invincible. No, it's not Invincible. What's it called? Infinity?
Infinite.
Infinite, that's it.
Infinite.
Infinite and beyond.
Welcome to New Haven. In 1996, a young TV documentary crew from the star-studded sunny Los Angeles traveled to Minnesota to shoot a documentary exploring the mysterious disappearance of Wesley Henson. Upon meeting Wesley's niece and their strange B&B owner, the trio discover that there may be a real-life serial killer on the loose, and that the killer is closer than they think. Hi, I'm Jamie, and I'm the assistant director and co-writer of Sodaje. While we've been paying out of pocket for smaller things needed for the film, we need you to help us fund production. Go to seedandspark.com/fund/Sodaje, S-A-U-D-A-D-E, to learn more about our film and why we need your support. Thank you, and remember, don't split up from the group.
Movies!
All right, Infinite. Starring Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
I can never pronounce that guy's.
She will tell Adjiofor.
I can pronounce his last name. Adjiofor. It's the Chiwetel.
Chiwetel.
Chudel.
Chudel.
Chiwetel.
Chiwetel Adjiofor. Jason Mantzoukas.
Yes.
And that's all I'm going to go and through. A bunch of nobodies.
Europeans. Or something. I don't know what the fuck they are.
Yeah. Bunch of extras that got fucking.
This was just released. It is 106 minutes of pure torture.
Mm-hmm. Joy, Jim. Pure joy.
All right. Well, it starts off in Mexico City, and there's a big car chase between police and other cars and vehicles chasing this one guy in a Ferrari.
Right.
And he's talking on the phone to two other people, and he says, if I don't make it, look inside. And then he closes up a wound on his side with a lighter.
A lighter.
And there's a cigarette lighter. You know how many times he would have had to have reheated that lighter to close that a wound lot. That big? He didn't have
to. He'd have to drive around quite a bit.
That egg was not small either.
No.
There's nowhere to just stick it in there.
Yeah.
And
you're just popping out the skin.
Then he fights.
Why didn't he just put it up his butt?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have to cauterize or anything.
That would have been a great scene. He's driving this region under
and all you hear is
that egg was not smooth.
It wasn't smooth either.
You know, and then you see him driving, he has his like cheek up because he can't sit down all the way. One cheek is just not touching the chair. Would have saved a lot of driving around time trying to cauterize that wound with a cigarette lighter that don't come in Ferraris.
Not anymore.
And he's such a, well, in 1985, they probably had one.
Was it 85 when that was going on? All right. I don't think so.
No, it was.
But no.
Are we supposed to believe that Mark Wahlberg was born in 1985?
No, he is supposed to be born, I guess, right after 1985. He would have been born.
Well, that's bullshit.
That's bullshit. Yeah.
Well, does anything in this movie make a lick of sense?
Not much.
So he is so good at driving that Ferrari. And remember the model of Ferrari. It was a Testarossa. You know, it was big back then. He is able to pick up a brick with the Ferrari and throw it perfectly at other vehicles using only the Ferrari's wheels.
Yes. Wow. Which that was believable. That was more believable than the rest of the plot.
You're probably right. I think you're right.
Because that could happen. Like, there's a tire that can spin that fast and shoot up a brick and go through a couple windshields. That could possibly happen.
Yeah. So
maybe not as accurate, but.
Well, then he drives his car off of a bridge and catches a crane after he throws his samurai sword at it.
Yeah.
And then he fights a guy using the samurai sword. And then he winds up getting killed. Falling off the crane and or not falling off the crane. When he was trying to get away. He fell down and landed on a car.
And what was his name again? Stargrove?
Treadway.
What's his name?
Treadway. That's it. And every time they said Treadway, all I can think of is Treadstone. And so every time I'm thinking Born Identity.
Yeah, when they said that, I'm just like, that sounds too familiar. Yeah. So go ahead.
Then you see Mark Wahlberg. He goes for a job interview and they call him in and then they say, "Well, you got mad at a customer and got them upset and you broke a guy's arm." And he says, "Yeah. And you were in a mental hospital and all this." Why did they call him in for an interview?
So one for someone who does interviews, none of that can be said. Legally.
Right.
Like,
because they can't talk about even his medical conditions.
Correct. Even if we did a background check and found all that out, we would never bring that person in for an interview.
But for the violent behavior thing.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, even if you did a super background check, which I don't know if you've ever had to do an interview or do a background check on interviews. Okay. Wow. So, maybe in, 85, but now where Mark Wahlberg is, all you can do is, do dates. And if they were arrested for anything, that's it. Like you can't, there's no, like he broke, it would come back as incident, he wasn't charged, not like in detail that he broke, you broke a guy's. No, none of that would happen.
But then Mark Wahlberg, he proves the guy right. Like 2 seconds after the guy, I'm not going to call you. And then he gets all like threatening and stuff.
See, I would have broke his nose if I was Mark Wahlberg. That's when you break the nose. Like you're not getting the job anyway. Break his nose. He only brought you in to be a dick.
So then he goes to his part-time blacksmithing. I guess garage or something. And he makes himself a samurai sword.
In New York City.
Know something?
Sorry. In New York City. Yeah. Go ahead.
There's plenty of blacksmiths in New York City.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. 1750.
So he makes this sword because he needs these schizophrenia pills,
right?
Yeah.
And
so he has to because get the black market,
he's had a history of mental illness, and he makes the samurai sword and goes and gets him on the black market and gives it to
the Joker. Fucking could he be any more like fucking Jared Leto's fucking Joker in this? Jesus Christ.
And of course, things don't go well.
Short of the green hair, that was it. Yeah. He was fucking Jared Leto's fucking Joker.
There's a guy holds up a bag of pills and he goes, "There's supposed to be 40 pills in, or 50 pills.
60.
60 pills in there. 60. There's only like 45.
There's only 55 in there.
Yeah.
It's only 55.
He counts it immediately just by looking at the bag.
He's really good. He's good at jelly beans.
He's that smart.
He's a savant. Right. He will win the jelly bean
at Carnivals.
Yeah. He will. Yeah. He will guess your weight.
It'll let him play that.
Yeah. He will guess your weight. That's why he can't have dates. He'd be like, "Listen, honey, 122 is not what you're advertising. You're more 147 on a good day.
How do you know all these things?
Right? He's lived so many lives.
I wish I knew.
Yeah.
Why haven't you done your impression yet?
All right.
He really does say all right a lot.
I know. But we're not there yet,
Carl. Okay.
We're not there. We're not at the all right stage.
So Chiwetel Ejiofor comes in and he says there's too many sorcerers. And then wants to steal his powers. Oh, so, I'm sorry. That's wrong.
Yeah. So he now New York.
Oh, we forgot the voiceover in the beginning.
Yeah. So the voiceover was done by Mr. Mark Allwright Wahlberg.
So bad.
Morgan Freeman wasn't doing anything during COVID.
Morgan Freeman, I take anybody.
But I'm just saying,
Mark Wahlberg's not a good voiceover guy.
But my point is, you have great voices like Mr. Morgan Freeman, Sir Anthony Hopkins, anybody. Ving Rhames, for Christ's sake. He could take fucking 2 minutes out from his Arby commercials to fucking 20 minutes of this nonsense.
They have the meat.
They have the meat. Yeah. So you give it to Mark Wahlberg. Like, this was so low budget. We're like, dude, you got to do voiceovers. I can't do monologues, right? I'm not your guy, right?
I can't see my pecs if I'm just talking.
Yeah. He doesn't have
there's no gravitas in his voice.
You're right. There's no narration. He does not have a narration voice. Like,
I'd rather hear Gilbert Gottfried do it.
Yeah. Yes. No shit.
So the whole like, premise is there are a bunch of people who can
he's reincarnated. All right, he does it over and over.
So let's get to the story. All right,
yeah, so he hid the egg. He's the guy. Like, that would have been way better. You're right.
Yeah, so there are two types of reincarnators. They both
the infinite.
They're infinites. They're called because they remember their past lives. And then they develop skills over each and every life that that people have never seen
I'm a sword maker. All right. I'm the best in the land. Right.
No, but they almost like they have superpowers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They remember Kung Fu and whatever. So,
and later he does have superpowers. So, I don't get it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
they hide an egg. Up
So the two this different so types matrix. Of infinites, there's the believers who want to better mankind, use their skills to better mankind. And then the nihilists headed up by Chiwetel Ejiofor who want to not reincarnate anymore.
Okay. So here's where the movie could have ended.
Okay.
You said 5 minutes.
Right. Here's where it could have ended. Yeah.
Okay.
He could have taken one of his
dethroners.
Is that what they're called?
It's called.
Okay, he could have shot himself in the fucking head right there with his own dethroner, and he would not have been reincarnated.
Yes, but then his soul would be trapped in those blue boxes.
Who cares? He's not coming back. He's in a blue box. He's a hard drive now. Correct. Yeah. By the way. Which is
thumb drive, really?
You're a hard drive. Right? You're a thumb drive. But that's like if you had such a hard on over not being reincarnated, and you figured out how to like stop it, wouldn't you just do it to yourself?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do this anymore. Boom, put me in the box. I'm good. I don't have to come back. You know, next week I'm a bird, and then I'm a chihuahua, and now I'm a fucking dragon, and then now I'm fucking.
Well, they never said they reincarnated into animals.
Why not?
I don't know.
It just doesn't happen.
So only animals reincarnate in animals, and humans reincarnate in humans. I thought, like,
I don't know.
See,
now that dethroner was quite a ornate weapon, very very fancy.
Yeah. Shoots me in the head, all right? I can't remember, all right? Then boom.
So he goes into an interview room after Mark Wahlberg got arrested, and pretends to play Russian roulette with him, asking him, putting things out in front of him, and says, "Do you remember them?" And Mark Wahlberg said, "I've never seen him before."
Never seen him before, right? You know what? This is where they failed.
Where?
Because they put all this stuff out, and like if I was the director or a writer or someone, like I would have threw in a boxing glove.
Oh man.
I would have threw in a couple Mark Wahlberg movie things.
A giant fake penis.
Yeah, like a dildo, a boxing glove, you know. Do you remember
an Optimus Prime?
A sniper.
Yeah, an Optimus Prime. Little figure. See, this is where they fail to hire us, Jim. They need to hire us for shit like
a pair of boxer briefs.
Yeah.
This woman.
Oh my God, that was this been woman funny.
Breaks into the interview room in a car and gets Mark Wahlberg in the car, and Chiwetel Ejiofor chases them in a tank-like vehicle. And luckily, they were driving their bus through buildings vehicles.
Car.
Holy shit. Through a jail. Yeah.
You know where they stole.
How
you
is this car surviving this?
You know where they stole that scene from? Like, directly stole that scene from, right?
Every scene was stolen.
Right, but you know. This scene. Stolen. Like, when I watched it, I'm like, is the car going to turn? What?
Terminator. Like, B2?
No, what? Fucking Tron 2.
Tron 2?
Yeah. So when, what's her name?
Anything came about Tron 2.
So when what's her name? Who was the broad in Tron 2?
What's her face?
Olivia Wilde.
Yeah. Olivia Wilde. When she broke through on the gaming grid and grabbed him, and she had the special car, the I'm not a Q car, and like grabbed him, told him to jump in and got him out of there. Yeah. I was just like, wow.
You remember a lot about that movie. And
well, I watched it a couple times. You watched it a
couple times. That's why. I've only seen it the one time.
Okay. So anyway, I mean, totally like get in the whole nine from Tron 2. I'm like, she's like, Jesus Christ, is Jeff Bridges showing up? Is he going to play piano in this? I'm not sure.
This whole movie.
I want to know how the building didn't collapse with the amount of walls, load bearing walls they probably drove through.
Right.
Yeah, it's wild.
Plus, they ruined a lot of desks.
And there wasn't a scratch on that car. Plus, it had some sort of transforming thing on the front.
Yeah.
Like that metal ram just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, there was
apparently a lot of these infinites have much greater technology than they should have.
They can not only reincarnate, they can build super crap that we can't.
Well, they started a savings account 400 years ago.
they put 5 cents in, and
Do you guys did you guys notice that it's almost exactly the Matrix?
Oh, scenes stolen directly out of the Matrix.
Well,
it's like just a skin on the Matrix. Like,
yeah,
same movie.
Well, also noticed
Matrix was so better.
She takes them to a plane.
Okay.
And these believers like to stick their logo on everything.
Right.
The car had an infinity symbol on it. The plane had an infinity symbol on it, and in it.
Yeah.
Like they're really into branding.
They have a good
They tell him, hey.
good publicist. Yeah.
So they tell him, hey, you're reincarnated. You're this Treadway. You've been reincarnated. You're not nuts. You're just remembering your past lives. And they say that the nihilists want to get the egg, which will end all life on Earth. And it looked like one of the Infinity Stones or something, the way.
Yeah. It almost looked like
the way the people were disintegrating. It looked like.
Yeah. Not only that, but the egg itself kind of looked like the crystal skull almost from Indiana Jones. Yeah. Like it had that look on it. It had that weird
You know? Yeah, because it was intricately cast and, you know.
So what,
it wasn't just like what, an egg, smooth egg.
Like the egg, hold on a second.
It took like a...
Just a half bit.
It took like a pretty good toothbrush to scrape off all that shit.
Yeah, but like...
The egg.
So the egg is like a nuclear device to kill...
It's
everyone.
Yeah.
And I have a question. Here's my biggest question.
Okay.
Like, yeah, Darius Rucker there, he wanted to not be reincarnated anymore, but... He bought it. You know, everybody else bought into it.
Yeah, all the nihilists.
Like, who's working with him?
All the nihilists don't want to be reborn anymore.
Well, then why didn't he just shoot everybody with the I'm not coming back the bullet?
Maybe because they don't want their souls to be trapped.
Who cares? You're dead. You're not coming back.
I know. It makes no sense. It really makes no sense.
Yeah, so he shoots them all, then shoots himself, and then all the infinites can come back.
Yeah, and he tells that that one guy, what's his face? The one who played the Hydra doctor.
He played the same character in Hydra, just
Tony
so you know.
Jones.
Yeah, same character. Like, dude, you got to deal with the computers.
Well, you're right. The whatchamacallit. So he tells
thank you.
He goes, it's different for me than anybody else because when I get reincarnated, it's like in the womb, I start remembering as soon as my brain is formed. He's been, I guess, slowly going nuts over his many lifetimes.
Again, perfect reason to shoot yourself with the bad brain gun. Whatever it's called.
The dethroner.
Dethroner, that's it.
I got a...
Whoop.
One crone.
What must? What's he got to be as a baby? Like his parents are like, oh, he's crawling at 2 days old.
Yeah. Do you think he comes out with the beard?
He starts talking.
Yeah. Just starts talking, gets all pissy, you know?
So they bring him to Jason Manzoukas plays him, Artisan.
I don't remember his name.
And he has like all these technical gadgets and stuff.
My favorite is we call it the hub. Really? That's what you call it?
That's what they call it. Their home base.
That's what they call the home. It's the hub.
So Jason Manzoukas says, I got a machine that'll make him remember. And
he was my favorite character.
So he puts him in the thing, and all it does is, you know, it's a very elaborate Captain America looking thing.
They had leftover props from all movies, and it was probably one from Captain
America. And he gets put into this thing. And then it fills with water and he drowns and the stress is supposed to make him remember his past lives. Did it have to be that elaborate just to stick him in some water?
Yeah. Or couldn't you just have a bucket and just jam his head in it?
Waterboard him?
Yeah. So speaking of the waterboard, why were they waterboarding Darius Rucker with gasoline?
That wasn't gasoline. It was just water.
Oh, okay, because it was in a gasoline.
Yeah, but it was one of those like super pristine.
Oh, okay, yeah. So why were they doing that to him? What was the point of that?
I guess he was.
They never explained it.
Trying to remember more stuff. I don't know.
But he said he remembers shit in the womb.
Yeah, but he
ain't got a waterboard. Motherfucker.
He was saying that he was trying to talk to God.
Oh, I see.
So, So they think they kill Mark Wahlberg. But
yeah, I'm not dead, right? I'm just sleeping.
Mark Wahlberg wakes up and he goes, ah, I remember.
I'm Treadway, right?
I am Treadway.
I'm Treadway, right? Yeah, look at me. I'm a sword maker. Boom. So here's the thing. Like, before he was a Japanese sword maker.
Yeah.
Was he anything else?
Yeah.
Or was he only like, because that's like, he's stuck on this sword making thing.
He showed a few of his past.
Yeah, but
my point is,
like, he got a cool skill like that.
But now you're just a sword maker, and that's how everybody knows he's Treadway. Like, what if he was like really good at, you know, at a yo-yo? Like, he was like a yo-yo champion.
He and every, you know, Duncan yo-yo.
Right. Like he was the Duncan guy. Like he was like, oh, I can put it to sleep and I can do the round the world, you know, all that stuff. You know, I could do the walk the dog. I could TikTok it, do the whole thing. Like,
it really doesn't help you much.
How do you know? Oh, dude, what if he was a badass with a yo-yo?
He just mesmerizes people.
Like, you know, you could pop someone in the eye and be like, ah, Treadway, I'll get you in the next life.
You could choke him out with a string.
Yeah, damn it, Treadway got me again with the yo-yo.
So,
but before the sword, Darius, like, before
has his people attack the hub.
Yeah.
Because it was so, so safe and secure, he knew exactly where it was.
How did he not? So,
plus he had cameras inside.
Well, not only, no, he had cameras inside Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which I don't know how he got cameras inside there, but whatever. So, the hub has been obviously Jason Mantzoukas, that he was
Hendrix.
Are you kidding? The yellow Fender that he was playing, it had the reference that he was Hendrix in a past life. Seriously, I didn't catch that.
Was he playing it left-handed?
No, but wasn't he?
Oh, he was. Yeah, I think he was
playing it left-handed. Wow.
Yeah, so it was a yellow Strat, and I was just like, oh, I get it, Jimi Hendrix.
I never made that connection.
Pretty cool.
That's the coolest thing in this movie.
Right? But that's why I was like, oh, my favorite character is Hendrix. But before he was a non-believer, he was a believer, obviously, because he got reincarnated a bunch. So he obviously knew where everybody hung out and knew how to get there.
Yeah.
Like I don't think the hub moves around. Right. It's in Tibet, because there's a lot of mountains and statues and Tibetan shit. You know what I mean? Like, there's robes, people sitting there fucking.
It's right next to Khmer Taj, where.
Yeah. Like that big staircase where Ace Ventura.
Where the Geophor is part time. is a part-time sorcerer.
Yeah. So, but anyway, you know, it's not like this, you know, fucking secret, obviously. So there's only 500 reincarnators.
Well, the thing is, like, at the end in the Mark Wahlberg voiceover, he said that maybe everyone reincarnates. It's just they remember it. Is the difference.
I see. So now all the hard drives at the end. Well, we'll get there. Go ahead. So the sword maker, Mark Wahlberg, not the yo-yo
so,
Mark Wahlberg, which would have been a way better.
So Darius Rucker attacks.
Like, if he was a yo-yo maker or a toy maker, like, and that was his power, that would have been a way better character.
He wakes up, you know, after getting drowned. I was the first toy maker to the king.
That's so funny. He just hit people with yo-yos. Man, yeah. That stings. Yeah. Stop it.
Treadway. Oh, my God.
So they get attacked at Jason Mantzoukas' place. And
Hendrix.
Hendrix joint, yeah.
And they're about to leave when the tattoo face dude says, nah, I'm going to stay and buy you time to get out of here.
Right.
Because
I'm coming back.
So Jason Mantzoukas then says, like, open the armory, and there's like a shitload of weapons in the place. Right. So when the people attack, they set off some popping mines that pop up and kill all most of the people. And then when Darius Rucker's still there, the guy dude starts attacking him with a hatchet. What about all those fucking guns?
Yeah. Why don't you use one of those guns, all right? There's plenty of ammo, all right? He spent a group of money on that, all right? Just use it.
All you had to do was shoot the guy.
Yeah, or use one of my yo-yos, all right? Here, butterfly him.
That I couldn't believe. He's fighting them with hatchets.
Yeah, whatever.
So they
maybe that dude was a hatchet maker back in the day, and he just can't get out of that fucking
mode.
Like, dude, I just make hatchet. Dude, you could do other things. Like, you've been reincarnated. Learn a new trade.
So they find out because Mark Wahlberg remembers. He says, "Oh, look within," because I shove the look inside. I shove the egg into me,
and he just pulls his cheeks back, and the fucking egg is poking daylight.
Forceps.
Get some salad scooper out.
You know, just fucking down in fiber, fucking pulls fiber powder just to get it.
Pulls out. The egg out, and other stuff comes flying out. Treadway.
Treadway, damn it. There's an egg and three yo-yos.
So,
is that a Duncan classic?
Why do you have to talk so cryptically to her on the phone when he's, "Oh, I told you to look inside"? Why didn't he just say, "I just shoved the egg inside, cut myself open and shoved the egg in there"?
Yeah, it hurt, right? I had to cauterize my wound, like, right?
Why was he...
With a cigarette lighter.
Why? Oh, look inside. He's talking in riddles and prophecies.
Yeah. I had to drive around the block 6 times to get that goddamn lighter to work, right?
they cool off almost, quick.
Yeah, they cool off quick, all right? Almost ran out of gas, all right?
So,
how did... I couldn't figure out how Chiwetel Ejiofor figured out that the egg was inside him also.
Because he was watching them. He heard him say it. He was watching it on his foldable phone.
Okay. Yeah, he had a Samsung.
Yeah, that Samsung folding phone.
Phone. He had a camera inside Hendrick's joint.
Right. So Mark Wahlberg said it, and then he said to his dudes, "Go get that body."
Right. That was actually an answer. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
I might have nodded off.
So... Mark Wahlberg and the gang decide to assault Darius Rucker's compound,
here's a question I have. Yeah. So he was sitting there and he had the symbol of he had a soft boiled egg there,
right?
That he never ate.
That's right.
Because for some reason he had henchmen. Who were heavily armed yet had no body armor protection. So like one bullet took everybody. They were like stormtroopers. They were dropping like stormtroopers.
Yeah. Most of those guys were useless.
Yeah. I was going to say like you'd figure one of them would have on a bulletproof vest having machine guns, but whatever. I didn't write it, but, so he was having breakfast.
Yeah.
Right. And the symbol of the egg, talking about the egg, the whole egg thing. At the end, when Blondie was blowing everybody sky high, why didn't she eat the egg?
Why?
If I'm blowing myself up and there's an egg there, I'm probably going to eat the egg.
Why?
Why not? You're wasting a good egg.
This is a weird...
I'm just saying, don't waste food.
She was dying. You're going to shove an egg in your mouth?
No, dude. Softball, there was a piece of toast right there. You could do a little dunking. You know, you got time. Like, you have the switch. Have the egg.
This is one of your weird takes.
It is.
No, I just didn't understand. I just didn't understand, like, the egg symbolism, and he never cracked the egg.
Well, that's because when he lifted the spoon, he saw the bullet coming at him.
Right, and we all see bullets spoons.
I'm telling you, he has developed superpowers like Mark Wahlberg did.
Right. He's looking and he's like, hold my hand, crack. Hit that egg. And...
Jesus Christ.
I would eat the egg.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. So, go ahead.
Mark Wahlberg, all of the henchmen are out there and they storm the thing. Mark.
He now has the
his egg. Girlfriend shooting everybody at, like a sniper. Jason Mantzoukas is in a gunship flying around.
He's with the
like
egg.
Like Airwolf up there.
Right. And Treadway's old body. No. Darius Rucker's in the plane with Treadway's old body and a device strap with ratchet straps.
And then ratchet straps again. So when... Darius Rucker sees him coming. He jumps into the front of the holographic computer, which I'm telling you would never work in real life.
No,
you couldn't make heads or tails of what you were looking at.
So what you're saying is, when Mark Wahlberg rode up the mountain on his Kawasaki.
I'm way before that.
80.
We're not okay. There yet.
I'm just saying there's stuff that you're worried about, a computer.
No, I'm just saying the drones that come out, there's no way they could hold. They're little thin drones. They couldn't hold all that ammo.
Yeah. A la Tony Stark. Could they steal any more from Iron Man?
Those things were shooting bullets and missiles.
Yeah. And he had like thimbles on his hands.
That does explain why they don't show up a little later when they go back to that mansion.
Well, yeah. Well,
maybe they were just out of ammo.
Well, no. No one had the magic gloves.
So the girl is attacking some of the henchmen, and she jumps up on a tree and then swings and then spins after swinging and then kicks them. And I was going, what was the spin? What did the spin add to that?
She swung on one of the drones.
No. Dynamics.
No, she grabbed a tree branch to swing on.
Yeah.
And then she swung out feet first and then spun around a few times and then kicked the guy.
I don't know if you've ever grabbed onto a tree trunk or a tree branch. If you're not wearing gloves, it hurts. Just saying.
I just didn't know what the spin move added to the impact.
I've grabbed onto a tree branch and fell because it hurt my hands. But then again, I'm not an infinite. So
right. So
who am I?
It depends on the tree. It could be an aspen, which is very smooth.
Let me rephrase that. I'm not an infinite that I know of.
That's right. You don't know yet that you're an infinite.
You have a metal plate in your head?
No. Which could they fucking put that in? I was like, oh my God. Well, like, he has a metal plate in his head. I'm like, that's coming back.
So they ride up in an off-road vehicle.
They don't put shit in movies like that unless that's a recall. We're recalling that one.
So they get blown up by the girl henchman, shoots a grenade at them, and it blows up the car that they were in.
And who was the blonde Terminator? Who was her?
What was her name?
She's a nobody, dude.
Yeah. Very, same look.
She's attractive.
Yeah. And then
same look.
And then meanwhile.
Did you mention when she drove that Jeep up or when he drove the Jeep up? There's tons of guys shooting at both of them.
Yeah.
There's people shooting everywhere that didn't need to be shooting. Like when they were in the beginning, when they were chasing Treadstone or Treadway or Yo-Yo guy, and the Mexican cops were just shooting, like the two gunmen, they were you're shooting into crowds of people. Like why? You're trying to stop one person. Maybe you shouldn't do that.
But he stopped the Jeep and took the time to say, do you need a ride?
Yeah. Well,
you gotta have a line.
Yeah.
There's people shooting.
Yeah. Do you need a ride? We just got shot. So no, I don't need a ride. I'm going to be reincarnated.
You should have fucking hit the gas pedal instead of speak any words.
So anyway, besides the fact that they get blown up and survive it.
Yeah, right.
But what the fuck happened to the helicopter? Wouldn't the wouldn't the helicopter have
it shows back up.
Yeah. Wouldn't Jason Manzoukas and the helicopter be very handy as air support while they were storming the castle there?
He had to go refuel.
And yeah, and that or
good point, Carl.
Not and or he could have flew to where that plane was and blew up the fucking plane.
Yeah. Again, making the movie shorter.
Yeah. It's like
instead of Mark Wahlberg,
because he shows up again like in a few minutes after that.
Right. Instead of Mark Wahlberg jumping on his Kawasaki 8 fucking Kawasaki K80 driving up the mountain.
Yeah.
Jumping off the mountain and then landing on the wing of the again, please stop having human beings land on wings of planes and but not fall off. He used
his special sword to stop himself.
It does not matter the sword can go through that metal. I'll go there. I'll be like, okay, the sword can go through that metal. You as a human, even an infinite, holding on to a moving plane. I've been in the back of a pickup.
But you forget.
I'm just saying. I've been in the back of a pickup.
He was holding the sword just at first. And then he let go of the sword and then right. he walked around.
You forget he has these wind superpowers. That is true.
So stupid.
I was waiting for you got the touch to come.
I know.
You got the
touch. Because he remembered when he was driving in the car. He had his hand out the car because he's able to somehow
he could let's do the wave
somehow change airflows or something
right yeah he oh, wished boy. You know wished his yo-yo to do something or whatever. I don't know.
So he opens up the hatch and jumps down and then Chiwetel Ejiofor and him fight the big fight. And first
not only did they fight in the plane, but they fought outside the plane.
Right.
In midair.
I've never jumped out of a plane before, but I'm pretty sure you're not fighting anybody on the way down.
Yeah, so
because throwing a punch while you're
against the wind.
Spinning out of control to your death, the punch is not gonna do anything.
So he's able to catch up to the egg as it's falling down from the sky.
Right.
The housing that the egg was in, open it up, take the egg out, and then
reprogram the egg, scramble the egg,
and then
puts
his sword through.
Make it into a Denver arm.
Darius Rucker. He stabs him with his sword.
Right.
This is all while falling.
All falling.
And then shoots. Right. Darius Rucker in the back of the head with the dethroner.
Right. But let's back up before they jump out of the plane. Darius Rucker shoots Mark Wahlberg in the back of the head with the dethroner. And he was like,
the plates?
Right. He was like, I got a metal plate, right? That's not going to happen. Nothing happened, right? Boom. Look. He's like, it's a little bullet now. So why does the bullet have to have ridges and like chambers and all that stuff? Why can't it just be a normal looking bullet?
Because it's got special powers that turn you into a computer chip.
Like, who's making the bullet? Who came up with that technology?
He did after Darius? Many, many lifetimes of research. Okay,
so he moved on from whatever he made. Say he was, say he was a baker.
Yeah, he stopped making.
And he always baked, so he was done making cakes and he decided, I'm getting out of the cake business on this new life, because I immediately, when I'm in the womb, I'm thinking of recipes of chocolate ganache, and maybe I should mix it with this. And
that's where Tres Leches came from.
Right. So he's he's making all sorts of, so he's a baker. So he decides that now he's making brain bullets. He's evolved from a baker to brain bullet maker. But Mark Wahlberg can't go past his sword making thing. Even in the new version of him, when he was Danielson there, when Jimi Hendrix throws the peach at him and he cuts the peach in half, whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. Mark Wahlberg blocks bullets with the sword.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great skill.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Treadway did that too.
Right. That's what I mean. Like, he's Treadway. Boom. Here's my yo-yos. Bang.
So dethroner on Truetta Legio 4. He lands in the water, dies, gets reborn, goes to meet up his girl, goes and meets his girlfriend. That's the other thing.
That's not him. That's not Mark Wahlberg who meets his girlfriend. That's the dude who was in the first scene. Hmm? So the guy who was in the first scene, who was in the second car, in the green car, in the green Jaguar, when they were driving around in Mexico City. Okay. And he got shot with the brain bullet. He was the one that met up with the girl at the end.
Oh,
so her original boyfriend who died with the brain bullet.
Right.
Got freed because she blew everything up and didn't eat the egg.
Oh, see, you paid more attention to this movie than I did.
Wow. So Mark Wahlberg was Danielson at the dojo, and Jimi Hendrix threw the pear at him, or the peach, or whatever, and he cut it in half.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Hey, when your kid remembers who he is, have him call me." And that's when he threw the peach and he cut him in half. He goes, "What took you so long?"
Yeah, what took you so long, yep. Artisan? And yeah. Because he gives him the sword, and he says, "Why did you give my son that sword?" And he goes, "It's not my sword.
It's his sword.
So how does the kid know at that age, and it took Mark Wahlberg
the magical peach
to his early 50s to know?
Don't know. Well, sometimes it's early. Sometimes
it takes longer.
Yeah, sometimes the rider's long and sometimes the rider's short. You know, you had those. I backed them up for like 15 minutes. For 15 feet. Yeah, for 20 feet. Sometimes it's shorter, sometimes it's longer. It's just my turn.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't remember that line?
Oh, anyway, Carl? Yeah. You don't remember that line, Carl?
Trading places. Franken and Davis.
It's my turn to drive. Yeah, it's my turn to drive. No, it's not. Yeah, you had those tape recorders. Oh, yes. I backed them up like 20 feet. Sometimes it's longer, sometimes it's shorter, but it's my turn.
Al Franken. Yeah. Young Al Franken.
So.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah, so.
There you go.
Mark Wahlberg is reincarnated. As a samurai as kid, and he remembers who he is.
Right. After he threw the magical peach. Or pear, or whatever the fuck it was. So Jimi Hendrix was like, throws the peach and.
Well, once again, remember, I forgot to mention his girlfriend there fighting the evil henchman woman.
Right. And kills her with again, the shrapnel.
They're fighting with knives and stuff.
Yeah, shoot,
there's like
shoot
a million them. Guns pull. From all the dead henchmen laying around.
Yeah, and why didn't Hendrix just come up with the helicopter there and just
that's what I'm saying. The helicopter conveniently went away for a while.
She would have had more time to eat the egg. Poured a little OJ. I'm just saying, if you're going out, go out with a nice breakfast.
Mix your toast.
Yeah, you got soft boiled egg, got a piece of toast sitting there. The coffee may be cold, but just heat it up in the microwave real quick.
Throw in the microwave.
Well, yeah. This got 16% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
Shocking.
16.
Sorry. Yeah, sounds about right.
I'll go first. Fuck, go 1.5. It was fucking dumb. They should have shot, dude should have just shot himself in the head, been done with it, stopped crying about. Learning baking in the womb, and then movie over, done.
I'll go to two.
Two?
It's dumb, but it's fun dumb.
All right.
For the most part, I thought it was really well directed, and then I saw that it's Anton Fuqua made made a Training Day.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, dude.
Right?
I thought it was pretty, the action was pretty solid. It was dumb action, but it was fun.
Okay.
Well, and
Carl sees, some redeeming qualities to it.
All right.
If the lead wasn't
Mark Wahlberg,
horribly miscast as Mark Wahlberg,
and horribly written, and story, and
if it wasn't Wahlberg, it could have been a pretty decent movie.
All right, but the premise was still terrible.
It's dumb.
Yeah,
it's a dumb movie. I give it one.
I still have.
I award it 0 points, and God have mercy on its soul.
0.0. Mr. Blue Task. 0.0.
Well, we got a couple of movies coming up. Like I said, Black Widow and that Tomorrow War thing.
Right. When's Tomorrow War coming out?
July 2nd, I think.
So what are we going to do?
What do you mean? What are we going to do? That's what I'm saying.
Like, are we gonna
what are we going to do on the next show?
Are we going to do a Star Wars before these come out? Like, you want to do that?
That's what I'm asking.
All right, let's do episode 8, and then right.
Got to make sure Ken can join.
Yeah.
We'll text him.
We'll do episode 8.
Yeah.
Where?
So episode 8.
Yes, if you're new to this show, we have been doing the Star Wars movies in chronological order, and we're almost toward the end. Not every week, but we do them every couple of weeks. So, all right, episode 8. The Revenge of what's it called again?
Last Jedi.
That's it. I knew Jedi was in the title.
Was it Last Jedi?
No, it's Last Jedi. Yeah.
I thought Rise of Skywalker.
Is the last one. So tune in for Last Jedi. We'll tear it a new one.
There you go.
It deserves it or not.
It deserves it. Yeah.
Spoiler, I love it.
Yeah, it's a fucking, it's a 2-hour game of tag.
It's gonna hurt.
Carl's ready to defend it.
Right? It's a 2-hour fucking movie, a tag.
All right, so damshow.co is where you find us, and you can find fine Destroy All Movies merchandise there. Our email address is... Destroymail@gmail.com. Destroymail@gmail.com. We got the merch available.
Yeah, there you go. Our merch store. We have
to come up with a contest.
So Cubicle Vic can get another fucking shirt?
A t-shirt contest.
How did he win the first time?
It was the Academy Awards.
That's it. That's all we got. The Destroy Movies, blah, 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 blah. Find us, buy a shirt. Email us.
Even better than buying a shirt, you can use the Amazon link
and get Amazon stuff and
or
get money and Jim gets
go out
paid and
tell a few people about the show, or go to Apple Podcasts, leave a review.
Anyway, great show, guys. Next week, Star Wars.
Last Jedi.
So there you go, another great one in the books. I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
Carl.
My damnation. Sorry. You like TV? I like TV.
I do like TV.
I watch TV. And today we're gonna destroy TV.
Okay.
That's right, kids. Destroy All Movies has a another little fun podcast. Destroy All TV.
Coming at
Destroy
you from All Television. Damn Junior Podcasting.
Could be classic TV, could be new TV. You never know. You never know what they're gonna throw at you.
Mostly classic TV, especially bad classic TV, which is almost all of classic television.
Yeah, for real.
Destroy All Television. Damn show.
Yes, kids, Destroy All Television. Get it at damshow.co, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and everywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts.